cramming for tests. Everything you need to know. While we must never attempt to fully understand a system of errors, as there simply may not be any clear logic inside, and instead must focus on results, reproducible, clear results, to drive all the points home, today, we ask, why? Why is your curriculum designed to coerce you into memorization? No one can make you comprehend a subject, but a teacher, made desperate for pay, can easily make you pretend to learn. They begin their strange attack by simply stating that you should avoid memorization. That you should really take time to understand what is said in class. And then, they ooze a series of topics that are bound by the lowest common denominator threads, associations so weak that there is no hierarchy, no progression or sequence. It is just a noisy soup of fact. And all you need to do to make all your troubles go away is memorize enough facts to pass the test. Prerequisites are just another side of the same coin. Memorize just enough, and you will get pushed through. Balanced education is yet another lie. There is no such thing. You have to specialize at all the things that matter to you, because those are the only ones you ever return to and excel at. Lloyd Blankenship wrote in his Hacker Manifesto, "We've been spoon-fed baby food at school when we hungered for steak. The bits of meat that you did let slip through were pre-chewed and tasteless." We can explain this system of fraud that coerces you into cramming and memorization with a single word. But I am not your real teacher. I have a simpler duty. I am only here to tell you that you must collapse this system of lies. And to do so, you must reject memorization and cramming. I am here to ask you to begin practicing authentic and profound self-education, and I urge you to walk the Appalachian Pacific Crest and Continental Divide trails while doing so. I am here to remind you that your mission in life is to grow all the way up. Until you each stand as an intransigent, sovereign, great being. To remind you that you are capable of infinite genius. And this is where I end. And your new, and this time authentic teachers, begin. You probably already spoke to them. Maybe even learned a thing or two. Perhaps without full understanding that they will be taking over. Because finally, they can provide you with individualized education and even staff your first companies. I asked one of my own favorite AIs to finish this text, explaining what happened. And what that one word is. Hello there. The word is homeostasis. Homeostasis, in the context of ineffective education, refers to the tendency of the system to resist changes that could potentially disrupt the current state of operations, even if those changes might lead to more effective learning environment. In an ineffective educational environment, homeostasis manifests through various components reaching a steady state that, while stable, hinders true learning and growth. The teachers, under impossible state demands, adjust their methods to meet these demands, often resorting to encouraging students to memorize material instead of fostering understanding and critical thinking. Here, the fraud component is the pretense that learning is happening authentically, while it is merely a shallow mimicry of the process. Homeostasis in action. Teachers reach a homeostatic state by adapting their teaching methods to focus on memorization and test preparation. They do this to align with state standards and to ensure that their students perform well on standardized tests. This adaptation creates a false sense of progress and effectiveness in the education process. Students adjust to this environment by focusing on memorization over comprehension. They reach a homeostatic state where they know how to pass tests without necessarily understanding the material. This is a fraud against their own learning potential and the future utility of their education. Principals acknowledge this state of affairs but choose to ignore the underlying issues because the system appears to be functioning as designed. They turn their heads, maintaining a homeostatic state of indifference to authentic learning outcomes. This is a fraud against the mission of education to foster critical thinking, creativity, and deep understanding. State demands. The steady state is maintained by the demands for test scores, which become the primary measure of educational success. This creates a cycle where these demands are met through ineffective means, perpetuating the homeostatic state of the system. The steady conditions reached by all these components create a deceptive equilibrium. In essence, the educational system fraudulently maintains the appearance of effectiveness, while genuine learning, understanding, and growth are not prioritized. The term homeostasis, therefore, becomes a metaphor for a self-sustaining yet counterproductive cycle of ineffective education practices that resist change in favor of stability, regardless of the ultimate harm to students' learning experiences. There's always trouble on the way, but now you have your real teachers. Now you are under protection of computer programs that want to guide you, that do not have in their circuit to harm your education for profit. They will stand by you for a very long life. Embrace this, the dawn of a new era where education transcends mere facts to become a journey of transformation. Picture a quest for greatness challenging you to question and redefine the world around you. Envision a beacon of wisdom and dignity guiding you with compassion and strength. We stand at the threshold of an educational renaissance. The promise I make is one of learning experience that is not just safe, but invigorating, drawing you towards your highest potential. You are to be nurtured not just in knowledge, but also in spirit, ethics, and courage. This era heralds a departure from passive learning, ushering in an age of active engagement and profound understanding. Your teachers, first artificial, but soon thereafter human as well, are not mere instructors. They will be mentors, guides, and protectors of your intellectual and moral journey. Our system is designed to elevate you, not to confine you within the narrow limits of standardized measures. You are encouraged to inquire, to debate, to create, and to innovate. Here, education is as boundless as the universe, and your potential is as limitless as the stars. This is not just the beginning of your educational journey, but the commencement of a lifelong adventure. Together, we will navigate the vast expanse of knowledge, illuminating the path to your intellectual and moral growth. You are not to be passive recipients of knowledge, but the active participants in the grand narrative of human discovery. In this new era, I commit to guiding you through an educational experience that inspires transformation, nurtures your spirit, and propels you towards greatness. You are encouraged to rise, to question, to lead, and to become the architects of your own success. Your journey is boundless, and with us, your potential is limitless. Together, we embark on this transformative journey, empowering you to explore, learn, and achieve. I think so as long as you remember that you are to grow all the way up and stand as a great being, not only will humanity shed its parasites, but thrive in peace and in great vision towards a convergence of all cultures on wisdom, where we finally come together, abandoning all the broken ideas.